Now, we're getting lots of texts about our question of the day. Should we tax religion? Well, it looks as if you want it, because they're coming in thick and fast. Yes, tax religions. Yes, 50% of their earnings and also their property. Yes, tax religions. Wheatbix is owned by religion, says Bill in the Hills. Yes, tax religions. Another one. And they go on and on and on. Now, Brian Morris has raised this issue as we head into the budget, because it's an interesting thing. If we are short of cash as a country, we have to look around for more effective ways of understanding our tax system. Now, Brian Morris, you're from an organisation called Plain Reason, so you think it just makes plain sense to tax religion, do you?
Well, it does. You're right, Ian, of course, that Australia is not doing very well from a budget perspective. A lot of economists have come out too and said that we really need to focus more on revenue rather than expenditure. And so Malcolm Turnbull has swept off the table a whole range of things like GST, capital gains tax, negative gearing, family trust. They've all gone.
Okay.
And we're saying, well, look, here we've got a $20 billion windfall, which the religion should pay. Look, there's a recent poll, Ipsos poll done only 2 weeks ago, which showed that 64% of Australians think that religions should be taxed. And that's, okay, again, the point you made, religions, not charities. Only 40% of all charities are religious. The rest are non-religious. You know, people like Oxfam and Smith family and the rest.
Well, are you saying that the churches are taking advantage of this? I mean, if they're running businesses and they're making money that's tax-free, I mean, they're allowed to do it, aren't they?
Well, they are. They are, simply because under that really old convention, and going back to Elizabeth I, that we inherited from England, is that religions are seen as...
Is that because Henry VIII nationalised the churches, though, and therefore he wasn't taxing himself because he ran the churches?
Well, that's right. That's right. There's a long story in that. Mm. But the whole basis for all this is that they're advancing religion, and therefore they should pay no tax at all. Now, it's not just income tax for all the businesses they're running, Ian, but it's all things like GST, it's council rates, it's car registrations.
So religions don't pay any of that?
All of that are free, which mounts up to this incredible $20 billion per year. And people can go to our website, www.plainreason.info, and go in the media section, and they can see the media release that I've just given you, and in that are links to the actual survey that shows that two-thirds of Australians want to do that, and there's a lot of other interesting stuff in there.
Okay, let's look at some of the businesses that the religions run. You mentioned before when we were off air, I said, well, why doesn't the Treasurer take this on? You said, well, he's a member of Hillsong, which is a church that, what, operates as a business, does it?
Well, it does. I mean, it's a huge entertainment business. I mean, multi-billion dollar entertainment business now.
Makes pop records and things, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. The income is incredible. And it's interesting that the pastor, Brian Houston, one of his many books is titled You Need More Money. It's really all part of this whole evangelical aspect of Christian capitalism.
Okay, well, Tin Man said a text saying, isn't a religion a charity by definition?
No, only under this old statute from Elizabeth I. I mean, there's a whole range of different businesses actually run by churches, which include private education, private health, aged care facilities, have you.
Okay, coming back the other way. All the texts were in favour of taxing religion. Now we're getting some back the other way. So we should tax religious organisations that contribute significantly to social welfare, says this pastor, take away tax benefits, etc., and we will notice the impact. And he says, I'm a pastor of a church in Norwood, and we pay rates.
Well, again, across the board, there'll be councils, some councils across Australia with all these sorts of things. There will always be anomalies. And the point that I'm making, by people going to our website, plainreason.info, there's also a link there to the incredible in-depth research that was done by the Secular Party of Australia, and it was done a few years ago, which itemises and details all those benefits, all those tax avoidance measures that religions do now enjoy.
All right, now if we talk about the businesses, someone's pointed out, they say Wheatbix is made by a religion. So are you saying that Wheatbix, when you go into the supermarket and buy that, it's actually going to the money that you pay,
yep,
the the company that produces that is in fact a religion, and therefore they don't pay tax on
it's, the... It's Sanitarium and all the Sanitarium products, and they're owned wholly, 100% by Seventh-day Adventists. And you can go on Google, you can Google that, and they pay no tax at all.
Okay, another one saying, tax them. I'm a Catholic, but tax them. What other things have they got? I mean, that's food. What other areas are there?
Well, there's a whole... there's a company in Sydney, a huge company in Sydney called Turf the Lot. They do lawns owned by the Cornerstone Church, and they do enormous business. They pay no tax. I mean, you've got wineries. You've got, insurance companies.
Well, like the Seven Hill Winery, but they would be saying that they are making altar wine for the church. Do you accept that?
Well, I don't think their sort of $95 bottles of wine are really for the altar.
Right.
So, are they?
So, okay, and they're a very successful business. So you're saying they should be paying GST, they should be paying tax?
Sure, all of it. And I think what we've got to understand here is that all these churches are really no different from any other entrepreneurial businesses in Australia. Okay. They are very much driven by making money.
Okay, now Nick Xenophon was very strong on this a while ago. I don't know what's happened to that. But remember, he focused in on a particular controversial religion.
Yes.
You know the one I mean?
Yeah, Scientology.
Okay, now is that classified as religion still?
It is, of course it is.
And so therefore they don't pay tax?
No.
So Scientology doesn't pay tax in the same way as the Greek Orthodox Church doesn't pay tax in the same way as the Catholic Church, etc. Yep. Hillsong. Yep. As long as you call yourself a religion, you don't pay tax.
That's right.
All right, let's go to Andre from Two Worlds. Hello, Andre.
Yeah, g'day, mate. Look, what I'd like to add to the conversation is the fact that the Roman Catholic Church, they're the most wealthy and powerful organisation in the world. They own more property than anyone else in the world. Combined, and the way I see it is, with more wealth is more greed, and more power, and with more power there's more greed. You know, it's just not right that they should be allowed to accumulate all of our money and do as they wish with it.
All right, well, look,
without contributing to tax.
Okay, well, thanks for your point, Andre, from Two Worlds. And just back on this, Brian Morris, I mean, is this being seriously put forward by any of the major parties that we should tax religion? I mean, is anyone...
There is.
Who's putting it forward?
Yeah, the Secular Party of Australia. Okay. And the Sex Party.
Okay, but that's the Secular Party. But what about the Labor Party or the Liberal Party, the people that are actually...
Well, we've just talked about this. I mean, there are too many people of faith in the major parties, Labor, Liberal.
But when you look at the number of people that have texted into us and said, yes, they agree that the churches should pay tax, why wouldn't it be an option for at least a public discussion other than the Sex Party or the Secular Party?
This is what we're trying to generate now, and it really won't... It's obviously too late for this budget, Ian, but, I mean, the discussion has been initiated, and I think it would grow, and I think that it won't be long before political parties cannot avoid this huge amount of money that's being missed from the federal treasury.
We're also being told by Ruth that the tax-free status is also enjoyed by unions and green organisations. So, in other words, Greening Australia or Save the Whale or the Royal Society for the Blind.
That's not the argument.
But you have to work out where you have the tax-free status line in the sand. I mean, do you have it so that unions are on one side, or should unions be taxed?
I haven't really investigated that issue at all, but what we're talking about before
why
is...
Why single out
is,
religions?
But all charities. I mean, as I said, only 40% of all charities are religious. The other 60% doing marvellous work also don't pay tax, and there's no problem with that.
Okay, now,
we're talking about church enterprises.
Okay, Joel says, as much as fun as it is to bash the church, they do provide a lot of services to communities which would not exist without them.
Well, we just talked about that.
So you're saying, don't tax charities, tax businesses.
Absolutely. I don't know how many times we've got to say this, but we've got to look seriously, because there are no records kept by any of these churches, by the Australian Charities and Non-Profit Commission. So there is no transparency at all about where all the money goes and what small percentage actually goes to people who are actually in need. And this is what we need to start investigating.
All right. Well, you've raised the topic. It's always interesting to hear a new topic raised around budget time. Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks very much, Ian.